Wayfair's big sale is here. It's Way Day, and it's on now. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. Now through October 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So build your cart and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to Revive Her, a transformative space where we break down walls to unearth the incredible power that lies within every woman. We're your hosts, Haley and Noel.
Dive into candid conversations about entrepreneurship, faith, and relationships, and the journeys that define us. Are you ready?
Welcome back, Revivers. Okay, a couple episodes ago, you heard us get on a little tangent about AI. So today we want to talk about all the good things about AI because there's like a lot of incredible things, but we also want to talk about how AI is handicapping people. So we're going to get into all the good and all the bad. And you might not realize it, but for every good thing AI has, there is a bad one. Noelle, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. It can be a great resource, or I feel like it's making us lose that personability in our businesses.
Yeah, and I just think it makes us dumb. Like, I think as humans, we're just relying on it too much. There's a balance. Yeah. So before I get on a tangent again, I'm just going to let us dive into it. Noelle, what is one of the good things about AI?
One of the best things I think is it can improve your speed with planning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, if you use it for like business specifically, you can do it for everything. Like if you need to automate something or if you need to like condense a summary, maybe personal, if you're wanting to figure out a book to read or something, you'd be like, can you summarize this? Or do you remember Cliff Notes in high school?
Yes. Yes, I do.
It's like the best Cliff Notes thing ever.
But so one thing that does help me with is I am not great with time management. And so when I read that, like the improved speed, it has helped me when it comes to doing outlines, when it comes to helping me do calendars, content calendars, things like that. It really has helped me with that speed aspect. So, but, well, this is probably not the right time to get on this tangent, but let's do it. Okay. So even with that speed though, I think that we're going to share the good and the bad. The other day, a girl texts me back and her text response was AI.
Stop.
It was AI.
It was bubble of pressure.
It was the same emojis. It was the same long dashes, which I use those in my content too. And I feel like I did that before AI was a thing, but this was like straight AI. And I'm like, man, it has improved our speed with things, but it's also taken out that personal side of connection. I'm like, people are in such a hurry that they're using AI to respond to their text messages.
Yep. Oh, just, I can't. I've sent feedback forms. So if you're a client, after every project, we'll send a feedback form. And I've had people send and it just asks simple questions.
Yes.
What
or
did
no.
you like about the experience? Yes. What did you not like? A simple feedback form. And I've had people answer it with AI. And I find it to be so offensive because I'm like, can you not give me your real feelings?
Yeah.
I'm not going to use this in my marketing because it's not, you didn't even write it. You have to ask AI to write. And I've seen, oh my gosh, y'all, I can't. I've seen Facebook posts of Father's Day posts, Mother's Day posts, a heartfelt anniversary post, different things that it is literally copy and pasted from ChatGPT. And I'm like, if you can't speak out of the bottom of your heart to show love to someone or something, I'm like, we have a problem as society. So that's a bad, but so a point we wanted to make with that is it weakens and it diminishes your critical thinking. Like when you rely on AI too much to think for you, to make decisions for you constantly, which is what I see, your brain doesn't get like the, you know how you work out and you get reps. Your brain doesn't get those mental reps to think deeply, think strategically, or even creatively. And you lose your ability to form an original thought. Yeah. I don't see original thought lines anymore because AI spits out the same thing to everybody. If you're asking the same question that everybody else is, you're getting the same answer. So we're all having these same thought patterns, and you become a copy paste marketer.
Yeah.
You don't critically think for yourself in your personal life, your relationships. And then that leads to, you don't trust your own judgment anymore. You're handicapped. Oh, well, what if that's not good enough? I need to ask AI. Or what if I'm not smart? What if this? Yeah. You go down this rabbit trail.
I agree. I actually saw a post the other day online where someone had said that she felt like she had lost her connection skills and she had lost her creativity. And we see these posts all the time. I'm in a creative funk, or I'm in this, or I'm in that. And different things can go into it. But I really do think AI has put us there.
It's
put us there because we no longer have to think for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We can just pop it in there and it gives us something. And I don't know. I feel like we could go off on so many different
And we're not saying, guys, before you roll your eyes and turn this off, we are not saying to not use AI.
No.
We just want to bring awareness to, everyone thinks it's just all good. And we just want to bring awareness and ask you to think critically and think outside the box a little bit. Yeah. Could there be some detrimental things about it? Yeah. There's great. Keep using it, please. Also, let's have our eyes open, you know?
Yeah, we use it. We use it in our business. We use it every day in some way, I'm sure, every few days. But one way I use it, and I think it's a great tool, is it can explain complex topics in very simple terms.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love to use AI whenever I am researching ingredients.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, this is a biggie. If I find a product I love to look at the ingredients and say, like, okay, what do all these things do? And so you can go to ChatGPT and you can type it in, like, what does this ingredient do? It will tell you every single thing you need to know about that ingredient. But on the flip side, that doesn't mean you just take that and copy and paste it and that's your social media post for the day, right? But you can use it as education. And this is where it's a tool that I'm like, man, this has taught me so much that I just didn't know. And, you know, people go to college to be estheticians. They go to college to do all this. And I am in full support of that. But also, you can get so much knowledge just from your phone by using this. So it really is full of great, useful information.
Mm-hmm. For me, we have, for some reason lately, we've had a lot of financial advisors come to us for like website copy and stuff. And your girl, you know, is good with words. She ain't so good with numbers and anything financial. So when I'm doing research for businesses that I don't know much about or that are complex to me, if when I'm doing the research, it's just over my head. And I'm like, what does that even mean? I'll go to ChatGPT. Like, can you explain this to me as a toddler?
Yes.
Act as if I'm 3 years old and tell me this in terms that I can understand. And it helps me get a better understanding of this business or this modality or whatever it is. There's some really good, great ways. And I think that's completely okay to use it like that.
Yeah. Even me helping my kids do their homework. Oakley's like, how do I find the square root of and I'm like,
oh gosh,
bro, I don't know. So I will literally go to ChatGPT and I'm like, help me explain to my 10-year-old how to find the square root of a million and 50.
That's so good.
And so like things like that, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. Because I mean, I'm never going to remember that.
100%. So while that's great, the bad side is that it can numb or mute your self-awareness. If you, and I see this all the time, and like people are selling AI prompts. They're like, here's how to teach AI to talk just like you. And if you're using AI to talk like you, think for you, decide your messaging, create a brand for you, all the things, it disconnects you completely from your own voice, your own values, and your own intuition. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to business owners specifically for this one, because where is you in all of that? If you're having AI spit something out for you, where did it come from for you?
Right.
You lose the opportunity to uncover what you really believe, what you think, what you want to say, your personality, and you're getting this robotic little box of something that you're putting out into the world. And you numb your emotional processing as well by outsourcing real, tangible, actual reflection to a robot. It's great. It's smart. It's probably one of the smartest things in the world, but it's still not human. It's still not you. And it still doesn't have the same emotional thinking capacity or personality that you have.
Yeah. When people meet you, are they going to be like, this girl is nothing like she promotes online? And that's always one of my biggest fears at events, or if I'm out, if someone meets me, that I'm not going to be who I am mm-hmm. online, you know, and that can easily happen with this. It can easily happen. Yep. You can easily lose what makes you you. And I always say that there's no magic sauce to business. It's you. Mm-hmm. You are the magic mm-hmm. sauce, and you can lose that so easily. I know in my industry specifically right now, there is a huge wave of selling courses, right? And mm-hmm. it's called MRR, and it's where you basically buy a course and then you can resell a course. And in this course, it's AI mm-hmm. and AI makes your content and AI makes your makeup looks, and like AI will do your skincare. You can make videos. Mm-hmm. You can be anywhere in the world, in any vehicle in the world. And to me, it's like, yeah, at first you're like, oh, well, that's cool. Like mm-hmm. that takes the load off. And then the more you see it, you're like, how are you even converting in your business mm-hmm. when this is what you're posting and you're trying to sell makeup or skincare mm-hmm. or anything like that? Now, I feel like that it can be helpful if you're running ads or if you're whatever, right? Like if you just need a photo, but to promote your business and to promote you, I just can't get down with it.
Yeah.
The more I see it, I am like, we are losing our credibility as content creators online, even service providers. We're losing that mm-hmm. connection. And it's just crazy to see that people are actually selling that and then posting it as if it's themselves.
Yeah,
I'm I have a question.
And like, you guys listening to this, like, reach out to us. Tell us your opinion, because I'm genuinely curious. I don't know how I feel about it, but I've had the thought, I've seen a lot of people create, like you said, courses or mm-hmm. guides or just some type of resource to help people with whatever industry they're in. And I've seen them when they're marketing it, they'll show like little snippets of like page one or this or that. And it is literally straight AI. Like yes. you can tell that they're like, help me write a course or help me da-da-da. Yes. And you can just tell that it's AI. Is that wrong? I'm asking, I don't know. Yeah. Like to me, there's a part of it that lacks integrity because you didn't do any work. All you did was have AI spit out something and then you're putting a $700 price tag right. on it and you're pocketing that. And I was
and
I'm like, is that
it.
Yeah. And I'm like, is that wrong? It. Is that okay? I don't know. Something about it feels wrong to me, but I'm like, I'm not fully there yet. I'm not, is that okay? Like you didn't come up with that. That's not from your experience, your brain, your knowledge. And I just don't know. So I'm curious your opinions on that, you guys.
Yeah, for sure. Because I do feel like that we have lived in a world right now where people are desperate for money. I need money. And I don't mean desperate. I mean, they're literally desperate. Yeah. Like they need to pay their bills. Yeah. They need to feed their family. And so I do understand, hey, if this looks like a solid business decision and I can make a quick dollar, I need to do it. But one thing I've noticed is that quick money is fleeting money. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you might make $700 up front, but mm-hmm. like, how is the longevity and sustainability in your business going to be able to withstand that? Are you going to be able to continue to yeah. do this and things like that? And I do think you can use AI to create digital products. Like
and
create
content ideas.
Yes. Like create your own products, create your own outlines and guides and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But just teaching people how to have AI become themselves to me just feels so inauthentic.
Stripping.
Yeah.
Yeah. It goes back to just how God made us all unique yeah. and we're stripping how God made us. Like we're yeah. stripping even him from us when yeah. we just AI everything. But just now the content ideas is a really great way to use AI. Mm-hmm. Yeah, girl, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with my own content, but I would be running to ChatGPT yeah. for content ideas if I had to handle that myself and didn't outsource.
So I use this every single month for my content ideas. I will go there and I will type, like, give me 30 days of content ideas surrounding this topic. Mm-hmm. And then I will take it. And so the thing is when you do this, something I have learned, eat the meat and spit out the bones.
Yeah.
Right. So have 30 and then find five that really speak to you and then move on.
And like, then you build it out. You put yes. your spin on it. You put your personality yes. in it. You're just getting the idea. It's not doing yes. it completely for you, which I think is how we should do it. It's okay to get the top little layer of things and then we dig into the meat of it. But to counter that is that it diminishes your confidence. Yeah. If you, and I said this earlier, if you over rely on it, you start to feel like you're not good enough without it.
Right.
You'll second guess your gut constantly. You can avoid putting yourself out there unless it's been like AI approved.
Yeah.
You just completely become dependent on a tool. Like I said, you lose critical thinking skills. You worry you're not smart without it. I've just seen yeah. so much a simple response. Someone yep. will go to AI to get a simple response. Yes. And it's just like, what are you doing?
It's because it's an easy plug now on your phone. So like
we're a microwave society. Yes. We want everything quick yes. and simple and fast. And
you
it's
can
just
add it to your keyboard.
We're going to be vegetables by 2030, y'all.
Yes. And so that's something that I would tell you, creating your content and doing the outline, you're still going to have confidence in what you're doing whenever you are coming up with it. Mm-hmm. So it can give you the idea, but whenever you're actually coming up with the content and you're putting yourself out there and you're saying it with your chest, like, you're still going to have confidence in what you're doing. But mm-hmm. I can't even, the other day, whenever I got that text response, I'm like, man, when people read my text responses, yeah. they probably think like, she does not want to talk to me, because yeah. I'm literally juggling 45 things. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, thanks. Or sounds good. Uh-huh. Instead of just like sending a whole paragraph of mm-hmm. like, oh, that sounds immaculately fabulous today, you know? And I'm like, man, is it good or is it bad? Because yeah. I'm sure people think she does not want to talk to me.
Mm-hmm. Another good way, and I'm sure that you do this too, is similar to the content ideas, is it helps you brainstorm ideas and organize outlines. Mm-hmm. I'll totally use it for that if I want to create just a quick outline for yes. a blog post or an email or something, or I'll create it and then I'll be unsure about it, or I just want to zhuzh it up or something. Yeah. And I can put it in there, things like that, or an outline for like recipes or yes. like a meal planning week mm-hmm. or
a grocery list,
exercise, things like that. Yeah. Like if you want a meal plan or like an exercise plan, outlines, it's so good to get outlines for something.
Yeah. And then what is the thing called? This is pregnancy brain 101. What is the thing called when you go to apply for a job?
Resume?
And you need a resume. So like, this is another thing. I had to have a resume recently, sort of like a resume, because I was going to be speaking in this event and they wanted a mm-hmm. resume style bio, but they wanted me to put all my experience. And so I created an outline in, no lie, 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then I just plugged and chugged all of my information in there. And I'm like, this Haley knows me, because yeah. technology is not my thing. But that would have taken me like all day to make that yeah. outline. And so that's one of those moments where I'm like, thank God mm-hmm. for this, for sure.
That's hilarious.
I couldn't even remember the name. It's fine.
That's great. I love it. The other thing is it for business specifically, it produces extremely emotionally flat content.
Yes, yes.
It can mimic emotion, yes. but it cannot, and it does not feel, and it can never replace your true feelings. No. If you're writing for connection, which we all are, if you're writing for conversion, and if you have a business, that means we are.
Yeah.
Emotional intelligence and lived experience are what people connect to most.
Yes.
And I don't care how specific your prompt is, it cannot give your lived experience and your deep emotional tie to the good or bad experiences you've had. AI can never replicate that. No. And people can tell when something feels off or robotic yes. or when it's not a real human emotion. Like I said, I've seen so many heartfelt posts or people telling like their testimony or like a backstory for their business. I can't, like I'm my blood pressure is like raising. It's just all AI. It immediately makes me not trust you. That's the yeah. thing, is if you can't even tell me a story from your heart as a business or even right. just in your personal life, I don't trust you. If you're using something to express your emotions for you, then I lose trust. I'm not going to buy from you if you can't talk to me straight up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mentor women every day. And one of the big issues is that I hear is my content is not converting.
Hmm.
And so I hear that all the time. I'm putting so much time and energy into my content. And 9 times out of 10, when I go look, it's because it's just been copy and pasted directly yep. from ChatGPT. And that's even if you're telling ChatGPT, like, talk like me, be like me.
Yep.
It still is flat because you are not adding your experiences yep. into it. So something I would tell you to do is, if you're going to use that, whenever it gives it to you, you have to flesh it out.
Yep.
So like, if you're like, okay, I just can't come up with ideas on my own. And I mentor women who really struggle yeah. with this. And I say, okay, if you're going to use ChatGPT, then go in, write it up, get whatever you
get the outline, yes, like what we said,
get what you would typically copy and paste, but make it your own yeah. first. Flesh it out so it sounds like you. And so it is you.
And so you're putting your own lived experience. Yes. You're putting your own emotions, your own yes. thoughts are going into it too. That's what you're saying is, we're not saying to never use it, but don't only use it. Like, yeah. don't have it do every single thing for right. you. And I'm harsh with it because it's my job is words. My job is marketing. And so I'm extra critical, if you haven't noticed, with it. For me, I will not buy from you if everything that you produce is AI. I won't, because right. I don't trust that you have the right critical thinking skills. I don't trust you can help me, because we buy from people's real life experiences, like I said. So if y'all are using it, sorry, I'm not your customer.
Okay, so this is a biggie for me because I am terrible at this. And so I use it a lot to create actual principles, graphics. I literally look up to you all who are in Canva. I have a good friend and I call her like the Canva queen. Mm-hmm. Her graphics and things just look so beautiful and she spends so much time making them herself. For me, I can't do that.
You use AI for that? I've never done that.
Yeah, so I use ChatGPT.
What?
Yeah, so I will write everything up myself, the things that I need on the graphic.
And it does visual.
And it does it for me. And I just
say, such a boomer right now. Like, yeah, it does that.
I'm like, create a graphic with this information. Even Drew and I do a lot of like travel ball and sports. Like we write up all of our contracts and paperwork on that. So it really does help if you're not creative in that sense. Like I have a lot of strengths, but creating graphics and things just aren't. And so it really does help me with that.
Huh. And see, I'm also one of those psychopaths who is like, I don't want it to know too much about me. I'm not going to put my picture in there. I'm not going to put any personal information. Like, it doesn't know anything about me, honey. And so I'm like one of those. It's like, it's going to take over the world. While that's good, another bad is that it can create a false sense of progress. I've seen this a lot as well. Just because you have generated 10 blog posts in an hour does not mean that they're good.
Right.
Because I promise you they're not, especially for SEO recognition with Google. AI can make you feel like you're productive, but is what it produced actually good? Yeah. I want you to ask yourself that. You might have gotten so much done and you can trick yourself into thinking you are doing a ton of deep work because you're just spending time on all these prompts and you're copying, you're pasting, you're organizing, but you can become output focused instead of outcome focused and feel like you've done all these things, which you have, but is it actually good? Is it going to convert? Are people going to come crying to you and be like, why is it not converting? My blog post didn't get seen on Google, whatever it is. So I think it really skews with our perception of productivity as well.
Yeah, I think we're full of stories today, but Haley and I actually, whenever we launched the podcast, we spent a hefty amount of money on a launch, what will we call it? Like a launch strategy to work with this like production company. And when they sent us our stuff back, it was all AI.
Y'all, it was bad.
They took our money. And this is what reminded me of this. It can create that false sense of progress. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they felt like, oh, we've created this bomb package for Haley and Noel. And then we opened it up and it was, man, so little effort went into this. Mm-hmm. They may have felt like, ooh, we generated this big old amazing launch. Mm-hmm. But when we opened it, we were like, this took such little effort. We could have done this ourselves in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Can't even get back on that one. That was, and I guess it goes back to what we had asked earlier. Integrity, people are using AI and then charging. That's what happened to us. Yeah. And it was not a good feeling.
Yeah.
Like it made me feel like we completely wasted our money. So yeah,
a lot of these feelings Haley and I have are from lived experiences. Yeah.
See, lived experiences that AI can't create.
We're not judging. We're not being Judge Judy's. Like we have lived these experiences and it's hurt us.
Yeah.
And then another good thing is it can save you time in certain areas of your business. And we talked a little bit about this before, but it can definitely help you with the time management. Mm-hmm. It can help you do those mundane things that you just don't enjoy in your business.
Automation, all the things.
It can be a resource and a tool for those things.
Yeah, I'm all for using it for speed and efficiency in the things that almost the things you would have like an assistant do or pay a VA for, like the little things that, you know, are just taking up your time that if you don't have to do it, let AI do it for you. All for that. But the biggest thing that we haven't mentioned to you yet is, are we going to ChatGPT instead of God? And I see this. I've seen so many TikToks where people are like, ChatGPT is my therapist. And oh my gosh, it knows me. Like, I like it better than my husband. And I've seen these things. And I'm like, are we going to ChatGPT for advice or are we opening our Bibles for advice?
Right.
Are we crying into ChatGPT? Are we praying? Are we getting our self-worth from ChatGPT or are we getting it from God? I feel like it strips our humanity from us, but more so we're taking, it can be become a god mm-hmm. if you're not careful, where yeah. you go to it instead of God for so many things. And it's like, oh, and sometimes what it spits out is not biblical.
Right.
That's what I want to caution you on more than anything. If you take nothing else from this episode, as I caution you, is it replacing the word of God? Is it going against the word of God? Mm-hmm. And is it impacting your relationship with God?
Yeah, that's good. I've never thought of it like that. It becoming almost like a higher power mm-hmm. in people's lives. But I've seen that happen even to people around me. Like mm-hmm. it's become their source of all things.
Yeah.
Literally all things.
Yeah. So we want to invite you to revive your spirit by meditating on this scripture. It's Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him and he will make your path straight. When you find yourself going to AI instead of God, refer back to this scripture and we'll catch you later.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to rate the show, follow us on Instagram, leave a review on Apple, and check out our website, reviveherpodcast.com.